Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Good morning, Woody, and thank you, brother. Hope you're doing well up there. Got to bed early after that crap show flight you had to get up there, which everybody's been dealing with over the last few days. I saw there's nothing. It's never good for the airlines when they every day. And Dave Hyde's with us. Woody's also in North Carolina, as he just said. Trevor's working the board today for us, but it's never good every day when the airlines are getting beat up. Like 800 more flights around the country canceled every friggin' day.
There's only one group getting beat up more than the airlines right now, and that's shareholders of CrowdStrike. they're going down.
Hey. Oh, man. I just like it really is. It's like, all right, which airline's getting beat up today? Who's going to be in? And what airport is it going to be? Not, and you always hope, hey, it's not Miami or Fort Lauderdale for sure. Anyway, hey guys, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Woody, before we jump into all the NFL stuff, the Miami Dolphins report today on the field tomorrow. There will be a few players that they're going to have that will speak to the media a little bit later on this morning here. But and the Tua contract and some of the other contracts around the NFL, we'll jump all over that stuff this morning. I love, and I'm a huge fan of Jim Phillips. One of my favorite, as Woody and I talked to him last year. Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, absolutely one of my favorite people. I think he's real. I don't think there's anything fraudulent about him. I mean, listen, their job, obviously, anytime you're in that position, is to grow your conference and money. And they got in a real crappy deal that they signed way too long, that they can never catch up to the Big Ten or the SEC in money, which is a problem, especially right now with Clemson and Florida State. But I loved what he had to say. Like, look, we're going to fight you guys to the end. We're going to be nice about it because you're still with us. I kind of went through that. I was separated, and we're on our way to divorce, but we still live together, and we're going to try to be as nice as we can. It's not going to be great every day. It wasn't. But I will tell you, we're going to get through this. We're not going to badmouth you because you guys are with us. But as long as you fight us with lawsuits, we're going to fight back. We're going to do everything. This conference is bigger than just one or two teams. I'd like to keep Clemson and Florida State the way things are going in that conference right now. But I liked his message overall yesterday.
I think the conference has a expiration date. The question is, when is it? I mean, is it when this contract runs out? Is it when Florida State or Clemson wins? Which,
well,
eventually they
will.
I mean,
you think they will?
Well, eventually they're going to win. The question is, do they win when the contract runs out or do they win this lawsuit?
Well, they'd all jump. There's no question there'd probably be more than two of them that would get out right now if they didn't have to pay a ridiculous amount on that exit fee, which is like $500 million that only Stephen Ross can write a check for.
The story there is, how was the ACC the only conference, apparently, not to see what was coming down the bend? I mean, all these leaders...
Terrible vision to sign something that long-term on the grant of rights and this exit fee and the withdrawal fee is a crazy amount. And now they're I just reading last night about it. They're going to be about $20 million a year behind the Big Ten and the SEC. Once all these contracts, $20 million a year behind. It's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong.
That's a lot of NIL contracts.
A lot of NIL pays for a lot of salaries and other things in the new world that we're all getting used to and we're finding out more about every day. I don't know. You got a new name for college football? I mean, it is college football, but we calling it semi-AAA football. It's professional football because we got guys getting paid. We got guys getting paid at the University of Miami right now that are making more. I'm just going to bring it home. I could do it with Florida State and Florida too. that are making more money than the practice squad guys that'll be on the practice squad all year on a professional team, the Miami Dolphins, there's probably 10 to 15 guys make more money.
I was talking with an NFL guy this summer who said it's changing the NFL because the fourth and fifth round draft right. picks, the third, fourth pick,
exactly
guys
right.
aren't coming out because
exactly.
just what you said, why should I go to the NFL and maybe not make a team or not when I can make guaranteed money yeah. in college right now? So the third, fourth, fifth round, probably fourth and fifth, I think is what he said, but then also the sixth and seventh doesn't have the quality of players that they used to.
I think Cam Ward looked at all that stuff.
Yes.
And said, I think I go get one more year, have a good year in Miami. I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to get money no matter where he was going to go, one of the four or five schools. He was going to be a winner
he's
there.
He's a seven-figure guy.
He's a
college.
Seven-figure guy.
Right.
He's our first seven-figure guy down there at Miami. So he bet on himself. Real happened. Yeah, a lot of money. And instead of being where he was a fourth, fifth, sixth round pick, whatever, I don't know, whatever the number was when he talked and he saw that class and he went, ooh, a lot of guys, I'm going to go back, whoever he talked to. So, but you're right, to your point. I agree, guys are going, let me stay around. And I'll tell you another one I just had happen. I never thought would happen. A guy in my life, my Merrill Lynch guy, has college athletes calling him to invest money for him. Never thought that. Transfer to other schools. Transfer guys, one's making the money. So they transfer from one school, go to another, and probably at big schools, and are going to go to other schools, leaving the big guys, part of those big recruiting classes, and got caught up, four and five star guys from here in South Florida, and were smart enough, in my opinion, smart enough just because my guys are good at what they do, said, hey, I got a few hundred grand. I'd like you to invest for me. Is that enough to get started with you? And he goes, yeah.
What would he put him in, Joe? I just want to know.
I don't know. Everybody, I'm very conservative.
For my hundreds.
Hey, Dave, don't go by me. I'm old and conservative. I'm an AARP.
Look, I don't like what's going on in college sports. On the other hand, this had to happen. It just had to happen. College sports was a fraud for years. Where
it was, they were hiding behind student athlete, yes,
and money going under the table, and
that
now
was
it's
happening.
On top of the thing is, nobody likes to talk about it. Nobody likes to talk. Well, there's
you
making
you
all this
just
money.
Hit my biggest pet peeve with the Nick Sabans and everybody else in the world of college football. All of them, whoever your favorite guy is. That they're upset about this new system, and they like the old system where you just gave money under the table
right.
or you asked an alum that you could trust was a friend to donate or give money to a player. We had it was happening. We might have been the worst down here. We had guys last second jumping in the name of money that was given to them by different people, different alums.
SEC teams?
Yes, mostly SEC teams. Yeah, I don't mind saying that, of course. So so that's been going. Then they got all upset with the new system. They go, hey, we like our old system where I could call old Charlie, Mr. Whalehead over there, and he could drop some cash that wouldn't lead back to us, and the kid was his parents took it, and everybody's very happy. And I'm like, you know.
What I love, instead of putting money into every year a new weight facility or a new athletic dorm, it's going to the kids. Well, I have no problem
right now because
it's going to both.
Miami is spending money.
Well,
my old buddy Joe down there is spending money like a rock star.
Yeah, they had a change of philosophy in Miami too.
But if you're going to find out, you got to find out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they're doing that. They made that promise to Mario, and said, "Listen, we heard it. Like, hey, we can't keep paying our coaches like we're South Florida or one of those mid." College football programs, we got to pay, we got to get better facilities, we got to jump in the game, and they did. They have jumped in it. Now they just got to get W's.
They better get some results this year
yeah.
between
ooh, yes.
between a beefed up, expensive roster and the schedule they got. It's a pretty nice combination.
Mario landed another top corner last night again. He seems like he's getting one.
Every day.
Every day he's loading. I guess it's the top five class right now. We'll have Alex Dono on a little bit later on from Locked On Canes podcast. But that class kind of went 15, 10, 5. And they're going, by the way, we got more guys that will be stopping by. So, yeah, but you're right. With those recruiting classes, there's got to be results for the amount of money spent on transfer portal recruiting classes. But he's going to land a third recruiting class. This is going to be three of the best recruiting classes, better than or as good as. I don't want to say better because they ended up having great players with Jimmy's teams. And
I would love to hear what he tells recruits. Now, it's changed a little in that the NIL money does a lot of the recruiting. But it still comes down to a coach. You still need that
100.
That coach.
Because everybody's – so as good as money as we – as all the other guys they're recruiting against have the same money.
Well, maybe.
There is no question.
Cam Ward, do you think he was getting the same money from other places? I don't know. I
believe they knew when they went after him that that starting price was seven figures. It was
right.
How high you wanted to go.
Yeah.
So the five or six schools had jumped in it. But listen, the budgets, I mean, we could throw them all out there. And I know Nick, and not to pick on Nick Saban.
Go ahead, Joe. You pick on him all the time. Keep picking.
I do. I do because sometimes I see fraudulent things in him. As a great, yeah, listen, still about how you do on the football field, and he won. He is the best of all time. You agree?
Yeah, but don't make your claws. Notwithstanding, he's a great coach. Go ahead, go at him.
But he's got some fraudulent stuff to him that he doesn't like to hear about. That's 100% true. And one of them is, you know, if we could tell the truth and everybody, you know who really busted him? Jimbo Fisher's the one that really busted him. He said when Nick went after Jimbo and he said, hey, did you just say about me buying my class at Texas A&M? You know, we coached together. Do you want to go back at LSU? We were together. Do you want to go through that, Nick? And Nick kind of clammed up, man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well,
to
Nick, I believe he's the one who also said, well, the whole NIL, it's just going to come down to who has the most money. Hasn't it always come down to who has the most? Look, I mean, the SEC teams, look how much money they've spent on football and spent on services or facilities.
My great story is Dwight Stevenson, the greatest center of all time, who was in my draft class. And so we were there for the opening of they invited a bunch of the alumni when they had their grand opening at the new training facility. State of the art, going to be the night. Obviously, Stephen Ross does it. It's going to be the nicest one. So we're walking, and I think I got Don Strock on one side and Dwight on the other, and we're going through the main part, and it's friggin' beautiful, everything. It looks like I'm thinking, man, I wonder if I can rent this for my next party, you know? I mean, it was beautiful. You could just scream in charity events. Everything wants to be there. It's just gorgeous. So we're walking through, and I go, Dwight, you ever seen anything like this? And he went, you know, Dwight's kind of quiet.
Very quiet.
Oh. Alabama. I went, that's funny. That's funny. He goes, yeah, you've seen the latest what Alabama's done. So anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff here besides just getting on the stuff and that's going on here. But I love Jim Phillips yesterday. I did. And listen, he's got a tough job because he's got lawsuits flying and people trying to exit as quickly as possible, trying to get that price down where they can get out. And I'm sure it's going to be ugly. Nobody knows what's going to happen. We've got a lot of news with Tua Tagovailoa, too, and trying to find a couple of pass rushers after what happened here in the last couple of days, losing a guy who decided to retire. So we'll have some more stuff coming up here to get to. By the way, I don't know if it matters, but I watched a little bit last night. I had to flip some baseball games off and hit the Heat Summer League champs, man. Heat Summer League champs. That's where my life is.
You're kidding.
No, you're looking at me. Yeah. I knew you were looking at me. I did.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me you're buying the T-shirt.
No, I'm not buying any T-shirts. They're not getting me on anything like that.
We can't be stopped. Stanley Cup champs and now Summer League champs.
You know what, though? You know what's crazy about that? So they have a nice Summer League team. I mean, they're guys that they're first and second round picks. But outside of that, it's a guys getting another chance, and they're bringing in a former first-round pick who didn't work out, and guys that are undrafted like they've got on their team. And I'm thinking, they don't really have any roster spots for most of these guys.
But
they're loaded.
Fans sit there and watch, oh, this guy can help us. This guy can help us.
I tried to do that. Khalil, maybe. Khalil Ware, maybe the big guy. You're not even sure of that.
I didn't watch Summer League, so right. I don't know.
Well, you have a life, Dave. That's a good sign. You're down in the Keys.
I was on vacation.
See, that thing in the Keys ruined it now.
Loved it.
That old guy time where you could just turn something on and watch it, and you have to be embarrassed when you come in and tell Woody, I watch a little Summer League.
Played a little pickleball.
Oh, you're not.
Played some. Yeah, I'm now playing pickleball, Joe.
Don't tell me you went out and bought your own paddle.
Oh, I've had it. Yeah.
Is that what it's called, a paddle?
Yeah, but those paddles are on Amazon for...
No, you don't have to tell me
like
what they cost.
I don't know what they cost.
Buy a... Hey, I saw a pickleball. I was at Sawgrass, and I went to and I walked by, and I went, and it said it was pickleball. And I go, they better have friggin' tennis stuff in here. They better be. We walked in, and there was no tennis stuff. It was all pickleball crap.
It is a little embarrassing that tennis is being run. I got my Hoka tennis shoes and my pickleball, you know.
Oh, you heard me yesterday.
We got another one, Joe. Joe's next.
What are those?
These are old guy comfortable shoes.
We got the same thing, Joe. Yeah, me too. Old guy. Did you find yourself like being propelled a little forward when you were walking initially?
Yeah, but I love the cushion on it, man. I'm not doing spots for him or anything, but
you're about a half inch taller wearing these shoes.
You are.
I think that's why.
Yeah.
That's part of the charm.
And I know they're not going to win any best looking tennis shoe. I get it. You know, rip me of all people. Marino goes, Dan, we're walking on the road, and he goes, dude, you're wearing those?
Yeah.
I go, you know, he ain't exactly like 20 anymore either. And I'm like, yeah, they're comfortable. Oh, man.
I was out at the heat, and someone said, what are those kicks? And I had to think, kicks? Oh.
I almost went, these are New Balance, the New Balance shoe or something.
I said, these are old man shoes.
All right, hey, we got to go to break. Dave Hyde's with us this morning. We want to take a minute here to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Suburbans in Tahoe, so comfortable. Boy, I'll tell you what, with the way airports are going right now and delays and cancellations and mechanical problems and weather delays and whatever it is, and you're going, I knew it. I wasn't going to get lucky. I should have got that Suburban or Tahoe and jumped in that big, comfortable SUV, and I should have just traveled there. Woody took a flight up to North Carolina, obviously, and Donald drove up in a beautiful Suburban, and he beat him up there, and he had the family together. He was able to bond with the family. I'm telling you. Now, I don't know if he's in a Suburban, but he should have been. Suburbans and Tahoes to the Traverse, so much space. Brand new look, and have added more space to them. Even the smaller SUVs have so much style and substance when you talk about a Blazer, a Trailblazer, an Equinox. Right over to Silverado Trucks, man. Never gets old. Well, I'll tell you what, I just tell everybody this because I'm not a truck person, but Silverado Trucks, they make the perfect truck for your lifestyle. A lot of guys out there, this is how they make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week to get projects done. You need something that's going to be durable and can work like you do, and Silverado Truck, we got the perfect one for you. Still need the family truck? We got it, man. Silverado 1500 will take care of everything. Hey, no matter what it is, I will just tell you this. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, these are the best overall products that we have ever had in the history of Chevrolet. And we want to let you know we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love and take some test drives. New or used, it's
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Never looked better than it does right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Thanks, Woody. Way to rub it in a little bit here this morning, man.
You got it, man. No problem.
I haven't told the full truth about my pickleball. I tried to play about a year ago, and I'm playing with 75-year-old men at this place.
Yeah.
And I'm running. All of a sudden, after about an hour, I hear a pop in my foot.
Come on.
And I was I was out for like 2 months.
You know what's funny? A lot of people getting hurt. Yeah, that sport's very dangerous. Right next to football.
Dangerous.
Right next to tackle football is pickleball right there.
David, Irv. Let's not tear an ACL. That's all I ask for. No ACLs here.
You know who else got hurt? First time he did it, Kimbo Camper.
Really?
Out playing and with his girlfriend at the time, wife now, and he started playing and he called me, he goes, "You're not going to believe I think I popped my Achilles." He didn't, but it was setting back for a while. And I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, don't play. It's a dangerous sport.
My new philosophy, don't move too quickly in pickleball.
Well, you still got to, like, stretch it out a little bit, like, stretch, you know, a little bit and do stuff. And I don't know. I'm not playing.
You're sticking to tennis, right, Joe? Yeah. You are. See, pickleball is a lot easier. It's just simpler. And I know advanced pickleball players, oh, no, it's not really something. But it is a lot to just get the ball across the net.
I think it is one of the worst sports to watch on TV
I've ever seen. Yeah, yeah.
Like, welcome to Sacramento. We got her.
wait, next generation, it takes over Wimbledon. The Wimbledon pickleball.
There's courts going everywhere. Tennis is being attacked by pickleball courts. It's happening. It's happening here in South Florida. It's happening on the West Coast. It's happening everywhere, David. Hey, by the way, we do have a lot of stuff to get to here besides that and getting crazy. So you came in pretty strong. I gave you a little hall pass on that first one. Dave comes back from vacation, and I wasn't surprised, but, you know, your take on Tua is, hey, man, they haven't seen enough. So for people who haven't read your Sun Sentinel article from yesterday on Tua coming back, and everybody's pointing fingers of why the deal's not done, and if he's your guy, get it done, and the longer you wait, the more expensive, because Jordan Love's going to get paid right now. He's going to get paid here soon for the Green Bay Packers. So go ahead and explain it to me.
Well,
what do you think?
To me, it's simple. If the Dolphins thought he was an elite franchise quarterback in the $50 million club, they would have put him there. And they got the same questions you and I have and a lot of people have on, he's good. Is he great? Can he be great? Can he win big game? Can he carry
a
team?
Yeah.
He can run the system very well that Mike McDaniel has. Can he go above and beyond the system, though? And when the deepest games of the year demand it, you know, pick up a team for a series or a half and win the afternoon or night. And we haven't seen it. And so my point is, until you see that, you can't invest. And I'm glad part of the column or, you know, the inference was, I'm glad the Dolphins aren't opening the vault for him and saying, here's, because it seems like they've done everything since Mike McDaniel came aboard, very smartly, by the way, to back to say he's our guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think them doing this says he isn't our guy. What they're saying is we need to see more, and that's just practical.
So the big question for everybody on either side of the fence with don't pay Tua this much money to, hey, what are you doing? You know what? You need to pay him. I think is that everybody wants to know, for all the things that we talk about, not playing your best in December and January, no matter who's playing, are you making guys that are playing better and playing against the best teams and not having his best games, which we haven't beaten a lot of playoff teams on the road or are playing December and January? Is just not acceptable. No matter who's playing on defense, it's not acceptable. So I that's a great question. I have been told that Mike has said, hey, man, he's got another gear. I mean, we're going to do some things, and he's going to get even better as he gets year three in Mike's system. And they've added some more speed. They added another guy to the track team at the running back position. This Jalen Wright from Tennessee can flat out run. I'm not saying he beats Raheem or Devon Achane in a race, but he can run. I mean, he's a game breaker. They added Odell Beckham. Everybody knows, you know, they look like they made it a real priority with Jonnu Smith and Jordy Fortson Jody Fortson to get in here and add some pass receiving tight ends. So I don't know, but I got to tell you, to me, we jumped into to tease him And Dave, I don't know if you're with me. How does Tua hold up if that is the case and he doesn't have a contract and he knows he's not getting one for more money? Well, what's that do?
Well, I guess we'll see because we don't know. How's he going to do
training camp? How did he look like he took it during
minicamp? Well, he said the market is the market, you know, and he wants a contract, and understandably so. And I get from his side, the market is the $50 million at Jared Goff.
The market is the market.
There we go. But there's another market, too, for quarterbacks. And you saw it. How did the Baltimore handle Lamar Jackson? They didn't give him they made him play out his contract. Dallas isn't. Well,
he bet on himself.
Yeah, he bet. And Dallas didn't give Dak Prescott the contract.
The problem is Trevor Lawrence got a contract. And honestly, Trevor Lawrence hasn't been very good.
So
he's good.
You know, a year ago, here's all we heard. That Daniel Jones of the Giants, he got $45 million. How can the Dolphins have to give him $45 million? No, just because a bad organization gives a bad contract, and the Giants do realize that Daniel Jones is a bad contract, and Jacksonville, they didn't have to give Trevor Lawrence that, but they did. So bad organizations are making decisions. You have to follow them? No. So a tip of the hat to the Dolphins for – it makes for an uncomfortable training camp, right? Because the easiest thing,
there's so much talk about it, and so Mike's in the middle of this thing, right?
Sure, absolutely. And his way is to love the players, right? I mean, his way.
What's he say too? He's with Tua more than anybody. He's not only the head coach but the play caller. And listen, it's no secret. I mean, Mike and Tua are pretty damn close.
Sure.
It's one of the closest relationships we've ever had between head coach and quarterback in the history down here.
Yeah.
Goes to Bob and Don.
What does he say? It's not my doing is what he says, right? I mean, wouldn't...
Hey, you seem a little salty today. You all right? I know what it's about. Go ahead. You have a right. I just don't... And by the way...
The question is who's behind the... Whose decision is this? That's the question, because... Chris Greer's never really put his foot down hard on anything, so it's hard to
imagine. So who do you think? Well, there's four guys that I always look at that are involved. Max is a contract guy, but Max is not telling him what to spend on this. So there's four guys, owner, president, GM, and Brandon Shore. I forget what Brandon's title is. But those guys... In a roundabout, and obviously, Stephen Ross never had to write a check this big. It's going to be a signing bonus check. It's going to be guaranteed money, but it's going to, you know, it's not even going to be close to what we've had in the past because quarterbacks are getting paid, and if you have one, you got to pay him. And by the way, I don't know what you think of Jordan Love, but Jordan Love, they're talking about $280 to $300 million contract coming. I don't know what the guarantees are, but it's going to be big money. And by the way, he came out. This is what scares me, Dave. I know we got to go to break here. Here's what scares me. Jordan Love is he's at camp, but he's not doing anything. Not even, I'm going to be there, but I'm going to jog around and watch everybody, but I'm going to be here so you can't find me. But I'm going to be here. It's hard to move forward.
You had Lamar Jackson doing everything. You had Dak Prescott doing everything. So everybody points to the $50 million or to Jordan. That's what the Dolphins and Tua have to follow. No, there's all sorts of ways that are going on in the NFL right now.
But there is no question, to your point, that when they're negotiating with Tua's agent, I don't even know what his name is, they're saying, hey, listen, get it. Saw his numbers at the top. Every time we look there he is, number one in passing yards and some really good numbers. QB ratings, always good, and completion. All those numbers are great. Touchdowns to interceptions. Yeah, good. Good stuff. But brings up those things we talk about. How'd you play in December? How'd you play in January? How'd you do in a couple of drives that we want to remind you about in the fourth quarter? How'd you do when we had a chance to win or tie a game up? How did you play? Did you make the throws? And so that's just going to be brought up, right? Because that's what negotiating is. Teron Armstead said that. They're going to say bad stuff about Tua's agent. Like, hey, Tua, we needed a drive. We need some first downs against Tennessee. And they can go through the games. And
Well, here's what we did against bad defenses, and here's what we did against good
defenses. I saw that in, and you're right. There was two per, you know.
That's a stark contrast. Yeah. And certainly it's not on the quarterback, but at the same time, this is the contract we're talking about.
It'll be nice when this topic's over, by the way. I know everybody thinks that we like come in and do Tua day 27 and, you know, all these things, but I'd really like to take it forward and hey, look at the other conversation, gonna be a big one that we'll come back and talk about a little bit is, man, these two young pass rushers, I hope they're not sleeping a lot at night and thinking about a new move and have the, we're gonna need these guys to play. And I know they're gonna get some veterans in here. We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, let's talk about sports-related injuries. I hate talking about them. Oh, those Baptist Health doctors are up already getting ready for 7 o'clock surgeries, driving in this morning. Hey, guys, man, I'll tell you. You know, it's like the good news, bad news. Nobody wants to get injured. But when you do get injured, you want to know that you're going to the very best doctors for surgeries and doctors that are going to take a look at your injury to know what the hell they're doing and know how to fix it and how quickly to get the right person. They do it all for you, Baptist Health South Florida, man. Where do the pros go? Well, I'm glad you asked, Joe Rose. Enter Miami. Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all use Baptist Health South Florida doctors. They have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Yeah, they're good. Top specialist. They've hired some 30 to 35 doctors now, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, and Achilles doctors. That business has gotten really busy, and we got some of the best in the country now working right here in South Florida for you. It is Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. Three great locations that I talk about. They got a lot of places to go, but obviously Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, but also now at Hard Rock Stadium next to the Dolphins practice facility. You can go out there to see those great doctors. And 595 and Pine Island Implantation, oh, Broward County, so easy to get to right there, just minutes away. It's like they built it in my backyard for all these little injuries that happen. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day, man. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible. All right, Woody, thank you. As Dave Hyde joins us, Trevor back in the back helping us out. Trevor early, man. I got to tell you, Vladdy Daddy was like, it was a little shaky every day. You've been in here and whether he can make that six, but boy, this guy Trevor, he is—he's up early.
He
got
must
the
be
caffeine.
Yeah.
He's jacked up right now, man. Yeah, this guy, he gets rolling. So, hey, we've got a lot of stuff besides the Tua stuff, which, you know, hopefully something gets done here in the next few days before fans have to go out there and nobody wants to see your quarterback walking around the outside of practice and. You know, and that, and the two and the three and the four quarterbacks are throwing all the passes out there to everybody and all the passing drills and one-on-one and seven-on-seven and even team drills. You know, you don't want that. But the other big one, if you are and if you're a Dolphins fan, is obviously this whole situation with what has happened here in the last few days. And one of the guys you were kind of counting on here, especially early in the season, that was going to be in the rotation was going to be Shaq Barrett, who had himself a nice four-year run, I believe 4 years at Tampa Bay, and has won some Super Bowls and played great, by the way, in playoffs. He was he had a different gear for the playoffs, and he's decided to retire and spend more time with his family after 9 years and a really, really good career. So he's out. So once again, Dave, I don't know what your take is, but they went to Drew Rosenhaus and said, "Hey, Drew, you got a couple of pass rushers, Emmanuel Ogbah. I know we didn't like him last year, but that wasn't us. That was Vic Fangio now that didn't like him a lot, that refused to play him. And also, Drew has Yannick Ngakoue, who's also been a guy that's been on a lot of teams, who is a pass rusher, period. He is here to get after the quarterback. So I don't know. Yesterday they worked out. I don't know if either one of those guys will get signed today and in time for the start of practice tomorrow. I would think they would want some more guys out there. But either way, I keep saying this because I believe it, Dave. Those guys are not going to get paid a lot of money, and they have been, and their peak. And we gave Emmanuel Ogbah a big contract before he got injured. And Ogakwe, he's made some big bucks too because he has been a double digit sack guy, and so he's been able to get some good contracts. But the way this is going to work, we got to get. I know it's early, and I know they're just getting ready to go out in pads for the first time as a Miami Dolphin. But Chop Robinson and Mohamed Kamara need to, as a first and a fifth round pick. I don't care what schools, I don't care what competition was. You drafted them because you think they're good. They need to come in and play, especially early, because I don't know when Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are going to be coming back. So I don't know what your thoughts are on. I don't want to beat the draft picks thing up, but it's okay for draft picks to come in and have an impact right away. It's okay. They don't have to do it year two or year
three. What do you mean by impact, Joe? That'd be my question. Because
if they're starting or if they're playing, let's go to the opener. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence and his offense. Second and long, third and long. We need to get something out of these guys.
Because you go through the history of pass rushers in the NFL, the first year is not a good year to look at what they are going to be in their careers. Now, Garrett Miles, first pick overall, he had 7 sacks as a rookie.
Yeah.
They're
going to get better.
That's a great rookie season.
They're going to learn. But Dave, I'm sorry, man, but in today's game where so much money goes to so few players, I just think the cheapest way is to get guys that are really good early and put them in there play
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. The question is, to me, pass rusher is – That's an education for a guy coming out of college. All of a sudden, he's going against
better tackles.
A man opposite him, a Teron Armstead. When you're playing the good teams,
true.
Right? And so I was just going through last year's draft. Okay, Raiders took Tyree Wilson, 7th pick.
You're not giving him a hall pass on me before you hit me with these stats.
That's why I want to know what is a realistic expectation for Chop
Robinson?
That
they're good enough to get some friggin' pressure. So we don't have to keep bringing in a bunch of guys that have been on the couch that are getting real close to retiring, like we did at the end of last year.
And beyond that, the question is, are they going to get run over? Is Chop Robinson going to be physical?
You're talking about confidence too, because we've had some guys around that didn't have confidence, and today's players sometimes mental toughness is. Hey, listen, it's a new world we live in. Don't give me this mental stuff. But we get guys who go depressed, and that same move I used to use in college doesn't work against these 340-pound, long-armed, moving, great footwork tackles that are out there.
So, yes, they have to play. The question becomes, all of a sudden, they've had to elevate with Shaq Barrett retiring, with – It looks like, and you know, the Dolphins are smartly, they're not going to put Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb, and the players aren't going to let themselves be put in position where they're out there too early. I mean, that to me, that's just a given to the whole situation, right?
Going back to the Phillips and Chubb injuries?
Because
even when they're healthy, they got to get the confidence back, and those guys are such freakish athletes.
Right.
Their quickness, their strength, their ability to move, they got to get all that stuff back. And it doesn't just happen when I got the green light, I'm good. Like, you got to get confidence out there.
So these rookies have gone from maybe playing 10 snaps a game, 10, 12 snaps a game to half the game now? I don't know. We'll have to see how much. That would be the expectation. That's my question is, when you say impact, what do you expect? Because I'm looking at the draft last year. So the Raiders take Tyree Wilson with the 7th pick. He has 3.5 sacks as a rookie. Mm-hmm. Green Bay took Luke Van Ness, 13th pick, 4 sacks. Will McDonald, the
Jets.
That's
okay, Dave.
3 sacks.
I didn't put a sack number.
Okay, that's fine. As long as we're talking.
There's pressures.
Yes.
You got to pressure. You got to get there. You got to push the pocket.
Yeah, I get it.
And I get they don't have all their moves. They're gonna get polished up at a level that.
So as long as we're talking in that realm of impact, yeah, I'm with you. That you need Chop Robinson,
Dave,
to have that type of an impact on a season.
We are so shorthanded at that position because you lose a guy to Minnesota who is a really nice backup that everybody, you know.
Well, that was a question to me in this offseason.
Van Ginkel would have been great to have.
Should they have invested in Van Ginkel? That's the second guess to me.
I think he played well enough. They were scared and they were afraid. There's another guy like, we can't pay him. We got to let him go. For what he does for our team,
but
we got to let
him go. But he didn't sign a big contract.
He didn't.
Was it 2 years, $20 million? I think $14 million.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
It wasn't break the bank.
No.
And where did he go? Brian Flores.
He did. So, he apparently liked Brian Flores in his defense.
And vice versa, evidently. Yeah. But you know, there would have been a guy, and he's not a pure defensive end pass rusher, but you're looking for stopgap right now, guys who can help.
There's a guy that's just relentless.
Yes.
He didn't have all the greatest moves. He moved, by the way, a lot more athletic than everybody thought. I did learn that watching him through the years. But, Dave, it's okay. Like, I don't want to see two guys that you drafted, and I am saying in the first game, sitting on a friggin' bench and not playing, saying, and the team says, well, they're not ready yet.
Well, to me, it's one guy.
That would be a problem.
To me, it's Chop Robinson. And I get the fifth-round pick.
Had a good year. Had a lot of sacks at Colorado State, Mo.
It says something that he's getting.
Mo sacks is what he wants to get.
He's getting more conversation than as much as Chop Robinson. But let's face it, the investment was in Chop Robinson.
True.
You need him on the field and helping your shortcomings, because that's what they are right now. He's got and that's why they drafted him. I mean, it's pretty obvious why they drafted him. They knew they had these holes, and so they expect him to come in and step up. It'll be interesting training camp for him and preseason for him to see what he does.
Yeah, no, listen, he'll be the most, outside of Tua, people will be, you know, an Odell Beckham Jr., another new face. Everybody wants to see how Mike's going to use him and stuff, but, you know, a lot of people are going to be watching, you know, Chop Robinson. See what, all right, it took him in a first. There's an expectation when you're a first-round pick.
Yes.
There just is. Yeah, and I don't care if you're the 31st or 32nd pick. They go, hey, that was that was the Miami Dolphins' first-round pick. You think franchise. You think a real solid, going to be a really good player. I don't necessarily say Pro Bowl or going to be the best at his position, but there is – like expectations that come when the team goes, we're going to make you the first pick. So, yeah, Chop's got.
And we're talking money so much around the Dolphins right now that these are the guys you got to hit on.
Chop got a signing bonus that I would love to have him put in my account.
But these are the cheap contracts by NFL standards.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No.
And
get to number two, and you're said it's true. No question about it. All right, 7 o'clock hour is coming up, man. We've got a lot of stuff for you this morning. We've got Woody up in North Carolina at the ACC kickoff. We'll be talking to Woody a little bit, and we're going to have Alex Donnell's up there, Locked On Canes podcast. We'll talk to Alex Donnell. He's staying busy because every day Mario gets another 4 or 5-star recruit to verbally commit. Rich Clark will also join us, college football playoff executive director. Going, I like it, 4 to 12 teams. And here we go. So he'll tell us about, we'll talk to him about all that stuff coming up here. And we got some Florida State news from yesterday that I didn't know that I want to share and see if Dave Hyde knew about this. We'll have that for you coming up. But first, I do want to take a moment this morning to talk about my man Chev, the CEO of Loctite. Loctite, man. I'm not talking about one-on-one coverage. I'm not talking about bump and run. I'm not talking about Jalen Ramsey shadowing a dude all over the field. No, I'm talking about Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And I will tell you, they are good. Man, are they good. When you start looking, here we are in hurricane season. It's been a little quiet except for this rain. And a lot of you are going, oh, man, I hope we can get through one more year. But maybe we should do some. Oh, no, now we're too late. No, you're not. And by the way, not only that, but Loctite has some great finance deals for you right now, too, to even help you out more. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. How's that sound? Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $6 per month per window installed. So if you're like everybody else and the only thing you can really do is protect your home right now, windows, doors, and a solid roof, well, you can get it with Chev and the folks over there at Loctite. They'll do a great job for you, knowledgeable, fantastic work. Cover all of South Florida for you. They're in West Broward. Boy, if I could, I'd have a day where I just bring everybody that's just looking and haven't decided to go out and see how they're structured and all the different things they can do for you to see just how good they are at Loctite. One of the most impressive walks of their company I've ever seen to see how good they are. Roofing materials, tile, shingle, metal, flat, they do it all. Cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And I want to let you know, when it comes to permits, they got a permit department to take care of all that and HOA approvals and take care of that, especially if that little group that controls the HOA can be a little stuffy and tough. Loctite can take care of it for you, man. Call them now, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Somebody that knows what they're doing is going to answer that phone and take care of you, give you great service, and so you can have peace of mind with the best in the business with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Woody, thank you. As Dave Hyde joins us, Trevor back in the back helping us out. Trevor, early, man. I got to tell you, Vladdy Daddy was like... It was a little shaky every day. You've been in here, and whether he can make that six, but boy, this guy Trevor, he is—he's up early.
He
got
must
the
be
caffeine. Yeah. Oh no, he's jacked up right now, man. And yeah, this guy, he gets rolling. So, hey, we've got a lot of stuff besides the Tua stuff, which, you know, hopefully something gets done here in the next few days before fans have to go out there, and nobody wants to see your quarterback walking around the outside of practice and. You know, and that, and the two and the three and the four quarterbacks are throwing all the passes out there to everybody, and all the passing drills and one on one and seven on seven and even team drills. You know, you don't want that. But the other big one, if you are and if you're a Dolphins fan, is obviously this whole situation with what has happened here in the last few days. And one of the guys you were kind of counting on here, especially early in the season, that was going to be in the rotation was going to be Shaq Barrett, who had himself a nice four-year run, I believe 4 years at Tampa Bay, and has won some Super Bowls and played great, by the way, in playoffs. He was he had a different gear for the playoffs, and he's decided to retire and spend more time with his family after 9 years and a really, really good career. So he's out. So once again, Dave, I don't know what your take is, but they went to Drew Rosenhaus and said, "Hey, Drew, you got a couple of pass rushers, Emmanuel Ogba. I know we didn't like him last year, but that wasn't us. That was Vic Fangio now that didn't like him a lot, that refused to play him." And also, Drew has Yannick Ngakoue, who's also been a guy that's been on a lot of teams, who is a pass rusher, period. He is here to get after the quarterback. So I don't know. Yesterday they worked out. I don't know if either one of those guys will get signed today and in time for the start of practice tomorrow. I would think they would want some more guys out there. But either way, I keep saying this because I believe it, Dave. Those guys are not going to get paid a lot of money, and they have been, and their peak. And we gave Emmanuel Ogba a big contract before he got injured. And Ngakoue's made some big bucks too, because he has been a double digit sack guy, and so he's been able to get some good contracts. But the way this is going to work, we got to get. I know it's early, and I know they're just getting ready to go out in pads for the first time as a Miami Dolphin. But Chop Robinson and Mohamed Kamara need to, as a first and a fifth round pick. I don't care what schools, I don't care what competition was. You drafted them because you think they're good. They need to come in and play, especially early, because I don't know when Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are going to be coming back. So I don't know what your thoughts are on. I don't want to beat the draft picks thing up, but it's okay for draft picks to come in and have an impact right away. It's okay. They don't have to do it year two or year three.
What do you mean by impact? What do you mean by impact, Joe? That'd be my question. Because
well, if they're starting or if they're playing, let's go to the opener. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence and his offense. Second and long, third and long. We need to get something out of these guys.
Because you go through the history of pass rushers in the NFL, the first year is not a good year to look at what they are going to be in their careers. Now, Garrett Miles, first pick overall, he had 7 sacks as a rookie.
Yeah.
That's a great rookie season.
They're going to learn, but Dave, I'm sorry, man, but in today's game where so much money goes to so few players, I just think the cheapest way is to get guys that are really good early and put them in there and play
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. The question is, to me, pass rusher is that's an education for a guy coming out of college. All of a sudden, he's going against
better tackles.
A man opposite him, a Teron Armstead, when you're playing the good teams,
true.
Right? And so I was just going through last year's draft, okay? Raiders took Tyree Wilson, 7th pick.
You're not giving him a hall pass on me before you hit me with these stats.
That's why I want to know what is a realistic expectation for Chop
Robinson?
That
they're good enough to get some friggin' pressure so we don't have to keep bringing in a bunch of guys who've been on the couch that are getting real close to retiring like we did at the end of last year.
And beyond that, the question is are they going to get run over? Is Chop Robinson going to be physical?
You're talking about confidence too, because we've had some guys early on that didn't have confidence, and today's players sometimes mental toughness is, hey, listen, it's a new world we live in. Don't give me this mental stuff, but we get guys who go depressed, and that same move I used to use in college doesn't work against these 340-pound, long-armed, moving, great footwork tackles that are out there.
So, yes, they have to play. The question becomes, all of a sudden, they've had to elevate with Shaq Barrett retiring, with it looks like, and you know, the Dolphins are smart. They're not going to put Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb, and the players aren't going to let themselves be put in position where they're out there too early. I mean, that to me, that's just a given to the whole situation, right?
Going back to the Phillips and Chubb injuries.
Because
even when they're healthy, they got to get the confidence back, and those guys are such freakish athletes.
Right.
Their quickness, their strength, their ability to move, they got to get all that stuff back. And it doesn't just happen when I got the green light, I'm good. Like, you got to get confidence out there.
So these rookies have gone from maybe playing 10 snaps a game, 10, 12 snaps a game, to half the game now? I don't know. We'll have to see how much. That would be the expectation. That's my question is, when you say impact, what do you expect? Because I'm looking at the draft last year. So the Raiders take Tyree Wilson with the 7th pick. He has 3.5 sacks as a rookie. Mm-hmm. Green Bay took Luke Van Ness, 13th pick, 4 sacks. Will McDonald,
that's
Jets,
okay, Dave.
3 sacks.
I didn't put a sack number.
Okay, that's fine. As long as we're talking.
There's pressures.
Yes.
You got to pressure. You got to get there. You got to push the pocket.
Yeah, I get it.
And I get they don't have all their moves. They're gonna get polished up at a level that.
So as long as we're talking in that realm of impact, yeah, I'm with you. That you need Chop Robinson,
Dave,
to have that type of an impact on a season.
We are so shorthanded at that position because you lose a guy to Minnesota who is a really nice backup that everybody, you know.
Well, that was a question to me in this offseason.
Van Ginkle would have been great to have.
Should they have invested in Van Ginkle? That's the second guess to me.
I think he played well enough. They were scared and they were afraid. There's another guy like, we can't pay him. We got to let him go. For what he does for our team, we got to let him go.
But he didn't sign a big contract.
He didn't.
Was it 2 years, $20 million? I think $14 million.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
It wasn't
no.
Break the bank.
No.
And where did he go? Brian Flores.
He did.
So,
he apparently liked Brian Flores in his defense.
And vice versa, evidently.
Yeah.
But you know, there would have been a guy, and he's not a pure defensive end pass rusher, but you're looking for stopgap right now, guys who can help.
There's a guy that's just relentless.
Yes.
He didn't have all the greatest moves. He moved, by the way, a lot more athletic than everybody thought. I did learn that watching him through the years. But, Dave, it's okay. Like, I don't want to see two guys that you drafted, and I am saying in the first game, sitting on the friggin' bench, and not playing, saying, and the team says, well, they're not ready yet.
Well, to me, it's one guy.
That would be a problem.
To me, it's Chop Robbins. And I get the fifth round pick.
Had a good year. Had a lot of sacks at Colorado State, Mo.
It says something that he's getting.
Mo sacks is what he wants to get.
He's getting more conversation than Chop, or as much as Chop Robinson. But let's face it, the investment was in Chop Robinson.
True.
You need him on the field and helping your shortcomings, because that's what they are right now. And that's why they drafted him. I mean, it's pretty obvious why they drafted him. They knew they had these holes, and so they expect him to come in and step up. It'll be interesting training camp for him and preseason for him to see what he does.
Yeah. No, listen, he'll be the most, outside of Tua, people will be, an Odell Beckham Jr., another new face. Everybody wants to see how Mike's going to use him and stuff, but, a lot of people are going to be watching, Chop Robinson. See what, all right, it took him in a first. There's an expectation when you're a first-round pick.
Yes.
There just is. Yeah, and I don't care if you're the 31st or 32nd pick. They go, hey, that was that was the Miami Dolphins' first-round pick. You think franchise. You think a real solid, going to be a really good player. I don't necessarily say Pro Bowl or going to be the best at his position, but there is – like expectations that come when the team goes, we're going to make you the first pick. So, yeah, Chop's got.
And we're talking money so much around the Dolphins right now that these are the guys you got to hit on.
Chop got a signing bonus that I would love to have him put in my account.
But these are the cheap contracts by NFL standards.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No.
And
get to number two, and you're said it's
yes.
True. No question about it. All right, 7 o'clock hour is coming up, man. We've got a lot of stuff for you this morning. We've got Woody up in North Carolina at the ACC kickoff. We'll be talking to Woody a little bit, and we're going to have Alex Donnell's up there, Locked On Canes podcast. We'll talk to Alex Donnell. He's staying busy because every day Mario gets another 4 or 5-star recruit to verbally commit. Rich Clark will also join us, college football playoff executive director. I like it. 4 to 12 teams. And here we go. So he'll tell us about, we'll talk to him about all that stuff coming up here. And we got some Florida State news from yesterday that I didn't know that I want to share and see if Dave Hyde knew about this. We'll have that for you coming up. But first, I do want to take a moment this morning to talk about my man Chev, the CEO of Loctite. Loctite, man. I'm not talking about one-on-one coverage. I'm not talking about bump and run. I'm not talking about Jalen Ramsey shadowing a dude all over the field. No, I'm talking about Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And I will tell you, they are good. Man, are they good. When you start looking, here we are in hurricane season. It's been a little quiet except for this rain. And a lot of you are going, oh, man, I hope we can get through one more year. But maybe we should do some. Oh, no, now we're too late. No, you're not. And by the way, not only that, but Loctite has some great finance deals for you right now, too, to even help you out more. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. How's that sound? Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $6 per month per window installed. So if you're like everybody else and the only thing you can really do is protect your home right now, windows, doors, and a solid roof. Well, you can get it with Chev and the folks over there at Loctite. They'll do a great job for you. Knowledgeable, fantastic work. Cover all of South Florida for you. They're in West Broward. Boy, if I could, I'd have a day where I just bring everybody that's just looking and haven't decided to go out and see how they're structured and all the different things they can do for you to see just how good they are at Loctite. One of the most impressive walks of their company I've ever seen to see how good they are. Roofing materials, tile, shingle, metal, flat, they do it all. Cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And I want to let you know, when it comes to permits, they got a permit department to take care of all that and HOA approvals and take care of that, especially if that little group that controls the HOA can be a little stuffy and tough. Loctite can take care of it for you, man. Call them now, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Somebody that knows what they're doing is going to answer that phone and take care of you, give you great service, and so you can have peace of mind with the best in the business with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.